and AI training rights roundup, Triller and NFTs still alive and kicking, and elephants trading blows. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by too many open browser tabs and brought to you by Nodisk, which helps music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's another Tech Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Before we get to the tech, Hypnosis Songs Management and Blackstone Capital fired back at Hypnosis Songs Fund, so the dueling elephants are not finished trading blows. As we've noted before on the pod, there is a little-known codicil in the agreement between the Merck Mercuriadis-led management company, HSM, and the fund itself, HSF, that allows HSM, i.e. Merck, to buy out HSF under certain circumstances. And apparently Blackstone has Merck's back. Once again, Music Business Worldwide is leading the pack on reporting, and this story is going to build to a climax at some point. And here's what matters in music tech today on another AI-heavy Tech Tuesday. Following the article we spotlighted last week from Virginie Bergère that explained why attribution in AI training is not as difficult as the AI platforms would like you to think, I figured it was time to draw attention to a few of the more recent articles on the subject. Provocatively titled, Why Should Artists Subsidize OpenAI's Bad Business Model?, an April 12th piece by copyright professor Stephen Carlisle of Nova Southern University underscores how AI companies seem to alter their pitch depending on who they're talking to. What he sees is that the advertising he gets on Facebook stresses the low cost and freedom from pesky copyright that a customer can get by using AI-generated content, and he calls for better tracking and a compensation framework for the training data. Recent articles, one in Music Business Worldwide and one in Billboard, echo this argument. Back in March, Ed Newton Rex of Fairly Trained details why he left the world of generative AI to campaign for creators' rights in AI, again focusing on attribution and a framework for training data compensation. Fairly Trained has positioned itself as a certification that an AI platform is treating the creators of its training data fairly. On April 10th, a Music Business Worldwide guest column by John Mottram of the UK PRS posted the more generalized call for artist rights and transparency in AI. It's a call to arms for PRS members to sign on to the crusade that counts as its four pillars: protection of human creativity, choice, transparency, and global cooperation. It's important to note that none of these guest opinions are railing against the use of AI in music. They see it as inevitable. But until at least one of the major platforms literally comes forward with the framework for tracking and compensating training data, and there seems to be little financial incentive for them to do so, this battle is likely to be framed as humans versus AI, which it really isn't. In non-AI news, a company called Alphabeats has launched an app for iOS and Android that it claims can boost athletic performance between 3 and 33% using a combination of music and EEG analysis. It involves wearing a headband that optimizes the music or sound environment to help athletes reach the brainwave state alpha, which correlates to a calm focus. The product retails for $499 during the trial, and it'll go up to $650 at the launch. It relies on a library of licensed music from Feed.fm. Former Spotify exec Jurrit de Vries is involved, and the story is at ZDNet. Triller. Remember Triller? The company that once wanted to be a fully licensed and sanctioned TikTok alternative, and then ran afoul of the major label partners for allegedly not paying them, is, ironically, merging with a Hong Kong-based financial service company called Agba. So the one-time TikTok rival is merging into a Chinese-controlled territory. The deal is officially valued at $3.2 billion, which is a bit of a head-scratcher, but it's presumably based on the value of its tech stack that it'll bring to Agba. Remember NFTs? So, yesterday, I posted my 50th episode of Unlimited Supply on SoundCloud and my 17th via the podcast, and it dawned on me that I had devoted more time on Unlimited Supply to the New York Rangers than I had to crypto and NFTs. To paraphrase Babe Ruth, the Rangers had a better year. But this isn't a sports podcast, so I figured I'd fire up the old DuckDuckGo and see if there was any pulse in the world of music NFTs. Lo and behold, like the internet in early 2002, there are some glowing embers of what was once a raging inferno. Over at Music Ally, Stuart Dredge is poking at those embers and found a UK-based artist called Sound of Fractures, who released a token on the Ethereum platform with each token priced at about $11.50 US. He released 1 million of them and will return a fraction of his profits to the token holders. But he's running campaigns for individual projects, and it's about 60% to his goal on his first project. It really isn't a unique model for NFTs or crowdfunding, but we all know successes come out of the most challenging environments. Good luck to all concerned. It ain't an easy road. Old friend Larry Devoskin wrote a piece in Rolling Stone entitled How Artists Can Navigate the Cult of Crypto and NFTs that dropped on Thursday. It's a pretty concise state of the industry report coming off the heels of the NFT NYC conference, which happened the first week of April and seemed to fly under the radar of most major news outlets and also unlimited supply. And finally, one hopeful note from the world of 20th century technology meeting the 21st century. Billboard reports that a fully solar-powered vinyl factory recently opened in Florida that also uses recycled vinyl and paper in place of shrink wrap. It's called Audiodrone, and it's located in Gainesville. The story is in Billboard. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi. That's RoiFi.com. Follow Unlimited Supply and drop us a rating and review on Spotify or Amazon if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Our song of the day comes from the Live at Mountain Stage 40th Anniversary Outlaws and Outliers compilation, now streaming on all services. It's the live version of Tyler Childers' Going Home, and it's a classic This Industry Ain't No Picnic tune. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.